Hobart, narrator.
This is from Nothing Living Lives Alone by Wendell Berry. The town of Hargrave, charmed by its highway and motor connections to everywhere else, thought itself somewhat worldly. But at the home place, with its broad open ridges falling away and steepening to the woods along Bird's Branch on one side and Catlett's Fork on the other, Andy felt himself in the presence of the world itself, in the world's native silence as yet only rarely disturbed by the sound of a machine. Its darkness after bedtime unbroken by human light, its daylight as yet unsmudged, its springs and streams still drinkable. It was a creaturely world, substantial and alive. Even the rock ledges of the slopes, even the timbers and planks of the buildings seemed to him to be alive in the vital presence of the place. In those days, he simply lived in it and loved it without premonition. Eventually, seeing it as it would become, he would remember with sorrow how it had been. This is from Designer Justice by Phyllis Cohen. He was facing a long, narrow corridor with whitewashed concrete walls. Blue tape arrows pointed down the center of the white floor. Vet could not see where they ended. "Anyone here?" He was louder this time, and so was the responding silence. Harold felt his scalp clench. His palm itched for a gun, but his only choices now were to accept the circumstances or forego any possibility of earning a quick $45,000. He proceeded warily about 60 feet along the blue trail, which made a left turn and an almost immediate right. A strip of blue disappeared under a battleship gray door, which pushed open easily into a small, bare, rectangular room. The arrows continued at a diagonal. The head of the last one angled toward a doorway in the corner. Son of a bitch, what kind of stupid game is this? Vect aimed a punching shove at the narrow door, but it gave so easily that he lost his balance and stumbled through it into an unlit area. The lights in the room he just left cut off. With a loud clang, the door closed behind him. This is from Boys Town by Jim Shepherd. I was 39 years old and living with my mother. I hadn't had a good year. Whatever I did wasn't good enough. Anything I figured out too late, and whatever I tried to help, I made things worse. That's what it's been like for me as far back as I can remember. Whenever I was about to get somewhere, something would step in and block me. Whenever I was about to finally have something, something would happen to take it away. The story of your life is that you're not to blame for anything, my mother always said when I told her that. Out of everybody on earth, you're the only one who never did anything wrong. Whatever happens, it's always somebody else's fault. It is always somebody else's fault, I told her. Poor you, she always said back, screwed by the world. Hey, Dr. Jägermeister's calling, I used to tell her. Bottoms up. And she'd just go back to whatever she was watching. So what's the deal with dinner? Sometimes I'd say. You have a busy day? Go to Pizza Hut, she'd tell me. That's Hut, you stupid idiot, I'd tell her back. And then she'd say something else wrong the next time, just to frost my ass.